Good afternoon, I'm Kelly Eichhorn. The Florida baseball team hosts in-state rival FSU on Tuesday. The Gators fell short in their three-game series to Indiana over the weekend, with Sunday's 4-7 loss bringing the Gators to 9 lost games this season. FSU remains undefeated after wins against Boston College over the weekend. Florida coach Kevin O'Sullivan says the team will have to go out and work hard against tough FSU players.
It's a rivalry game. I mean, you guys know, I mean, you're top 10 team in the country again, and you know, I think they'll probably throw Weaver. He's got a good arm. You know, it's a rivalry game. You know, we're going to have to compete, you know, and I'm sure they're going to tell their players the same thing. It's a game that, you know, it means a lot to a lot of people in the state, and, you know, we'll be ready to play, as I'm sure they will, too.
First pitch is set for 7. You can catch coverage of the game on Country 103.7 The Gator starting at 6:55. Moving to the hardwood, the Orlando Magic came out to defeat the Philadelphia 76ers 99-91 at home last night. The win ended a 7-game losing streak at home for the Magic. Point guard Jameer Nelson posted 24 points with 5 three-pointers and 10 assists, giving the Magic an edge over the 76ers. Center Nick Vucevic, who contributed 14 to the scoreboard, says Nelson is a game-changer.
Hey, Jameer was huge. You know, we need him to do that. You know, he's the guy that's been here the longest. You know, he knows this league a lot. He's been to the finals, so he's got a lot of experience. He knows how to close games out. And tonight he was great. You know, made a couple big shots. You know, great plays. And you know, we need him to do that.
The Magic play the Lakers at the Amway Stadium Tuesday night at 7. Moving to the greens, Tiger Woods won the WGC Cadillac Championship, making it his 76th PGA Tour victory. Woods made a steady bogey-par-bogey finish with a 1-under-par 71 score. After pulling out in last year's championship at Doral, Woods says this year's comeback is all thanks to a great putting game.
My short game was back to how I know it can be. And the shots that I hit, especially these little nasty little lies, I hit some really good ones this week. That allowed me to, you know, save some pars, save some birdies, you know, move my way up the board, and basically that's what I did.
Woods' win has him 6 wins short of Sam Snead's 82-win record. More Sports Scene is next. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Kelly Eichhorn.